Good morning, folks. Hello. Having some technical difficulties here. How's it going? Happy Saturday, rise and shine. You are listening to WGDR Plainfield, WGDH Hardwick, Community, Central Vermont Community Radio. And this is Amy's Kids Show, and it is Saturday. And I'm sorry, I'm a little bit distracted here in the station. I'm not sure if you heard. Some of our guests are here, and they're already kind of making some noise. Do you guys want to come back on up to the... Oh, there you are. Yes, okay, so we have some small friends in the studio. I'll introduce you in just a second, but let me tell you first that community support for Amy's Kids Show is provided in part by Woodbury Mountain Toys, featuring a selection of toys and games for kids of all ages. Located at 24 State Street in Montpelier, Vermont, more information about Woodbury Mountain Toys can be found at woodburymountaintoys.com. Come in and play with us. That's what they say at Woodbury Mountain Toys, and that's what we say here at Amy's Kids Show. That's why it's such a great match, and we're talking all about great matches today because we have some little friends. Little tiny friends in the studio today. They actually insisted on coming in with me today because they've been listening to the show all winter, and they wanted to have their fair share because, you know, they were a little bit upset about all the cat episodes that we had. I know, guys. I know we had like three cat episodes in a row. I know. And those cat episodes included a subject that was a little sensitive for these guys. I know, guys. It was about mice. Mice, the mice of the world felt like they didn't get a fair shake over the last 3 weeks. And so they want their turn at the microphone, too. Well, I don't blame you. Exactly. I know it's really not fair for the cats to be talking behind your back. Right. You should get to come up to the microphone, too, and say what you want to say. Right. And so today, guys, we always celebrate really fun stuff here on Amy's Kids Show. And today we are celebrating little things, little ones like mice and how important mice can still be. Yes. Well, I know there are some famous mice. Yes, and mice have taught humans a lot of really important things. We're going to learn all about that, including some mice facts and all that kind of stuff. So I know, I'm really glad you guys came today. Really, really. No, so they're having a good time. They're exploring the station. They promised to pick up any messes that they make, and I'll help too. Don't worry. I like to clean up. And so today, we're going to have a lot of fun with some mice, but first, we're going to have some fuzzy stuff, because mice like to make nests with all kinds of fuzzy things. And so we're going to celebrate that, and we'll be right back. Okay, guys. Thanks for joining me.
There's a wonderland for Alice. There's a tall beanstalk for Jack. The sleepy train take you there so safely down the track, with a sandman at the throttle, you'll be off to dreams and back. It's pillow time again. You will meet all your stories as you go down Mother Goose Lane. Romp with Jack and Jill up and down the hill, and try to put Humpty together again. Close your sleepy eyes and listen while we take a little hop. The candy whistle's blowing. Don't you miss your station stop. So good night, my wee wayfarer. Pleasant dreams to you all, Tom. It's pillow time again. You will meet all your storybook friends as you go down Mother Goose Lane. Jack and Jill, mm-hmm.
while we take a little hop. The candy whistles blowing, don't you miss your station stop. So good night, my wee wayfarer, pleasant dreams to you all top. It's pillow time again. It's pillow time again. It's pillow time again.
Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair. Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't fuzzy, was he?
Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair.
Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't fair. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair. Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't fuzzy, was he?
Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair. Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't fuzzy, was he?
Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't fuzzy, was he?
Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't fuzzy, was he? No!
Ladies and gentlemen, before continuing, an announcement. We've had numerous requests for Miss Eula Mole to play a selection on the pump organ. Miss Mole has graciously consented. Miss Mole.
Thank you.
All right, folks. Well, welcome back. We are celebrating today on Amy's Kids Show, and I don't know if you can hear, my friends are here. My mouse friends. Does anybody out there have mice friends? I think there are a lot of famous mice and mice friends in the world. Yes, and I'm glad you guys could join me today. They're here in the studio, and they wanted to come and speak for the mice. Right. I know, mice are so small, and sometimes people forget just how important those little small ones are. Yeah, and so we've got to have them come to the station, too. Absolutely. Yes, thank you for joining me, guys. Today we have quite a few mice in the studio. I know, and so we're celebrating mice, and they wanted, yeah, so we did a little brainstorming right before we came on the air today, and we were thinking of some famous mice. Can anybody out there think of famous mice? Because even though they're small, they actually, there are quite a few of them. In fact, I just thought of another one that I forgot. Hey, folks, have you ever heard of Mighty Mouse? Right? Mighty Mouse, I mean, he kind of, his whole point was to prove that a little mouse can still be strong and do a lot of amazing things. You have heard, okay, great. So they've heard of Mighty Mouse. Have you heard of Redwall? Redwall, he's a famous character in a mouse character in a series of books that maybe some of you kids out there have read. Mrs. Frisbee and the Rats of Nim. That was my favorite mouse character growing up, Mrs. Frisbee. She gets a lot of help from the Rats of Nim. That's a really good story. Yes, right, the rats help her move her whole family and everything to a safe place. Yes, well, we're going to be talking about the kinds of houses that mice like, exactly. And then we've got the Great Mouse Detective. Of course. And then how about Aesop's Fables? Has anybody heard of Aesop's Fables? Well, one of my favorite mouse stories comes from Aesop's Fables, and Aesop's Fables are to teach humans important lessons. So, guys, I was pretty impressed that there are a couple of Aesop's Fables involving mice, because that's just how important they are, right? Yeah, they teach humans a lot of important lessons. So this one we're going to read right now is called Belling the Cat. Long ago, the mice had a general council to consider what measures they could take to outwit their common enemy, the cat. Some said this and some said that, but at last a young mouse got up and said he had a proposal to make which he thought would meet the case. "You will all agree," said he, "that our chief danger consists in the sly and treacherous manner in which the enemy approaches us. Now, if we could receive some signal of her approach, we could easily escape from her. I venture, therefore, to propose that a small bell be procured and attached by a ribbon round the neck of the cat. By this means, we should always know when she was about and could easily retire while she was in the neighborhood." This proposal met with general applause, and an old mouse got up and said, "That is all very well, but who is to bell the cat?" The mice looked at one another, and nobody spoke. Then the old mouse said, "It is easy to propose impossible remedies." So that's an important Aesop fable, right, that people may have heard of. That involved a mouse. What do you think, guys? Is that a good description of kind of mouse politics, how you guys deal with things? Well, yes, of course. I know, belling the cat is a good idea. Oh, but you wouldn't feel very comfortable trying to do that. No, I don't blame you. Cats can be pretty ferocious, and mice are pretty small. In fact, I've got some mouse facts here. Yes, that the mice want me to share with you. Yes, very important mouse facts, to know your mouse facts. Okay, a mouse is a small rodent that typically has a pointed snout, relatively large ears and eyes, and a long tail. You're very proud of your tails, aren't you guys? Yes, they are. Mice typically grow from 1 to 7 inches in length. That's from their nose to the base of their tail. Some mice have tails that are as long as their bodies. Wow, that's pretty long. There are more than 30 known species of mice. The best known mouse species is the common house mouse. Common house mouse. I think you guys need a more regal name than that. Yes. While the average mouse lifespan is only about 1 year if they live outside, this number can climb to 2 to 3 years if they live inside. Oh, yeah, yes, certainly, especially if someone can bell that cat, right, guys? If we can find someone to bell that cat, it might be even longer. Mice range in color from white to light brown, dark brown, silver, gray, or black. Yes, beautiful. Oh, what beautiful fur. That does sound really lovely. Mice are usually nocturnal animals. They have poor eyesight, but they make up for this with their very good hearing and smell. And whiskers help mice to sense smooth and rough edges, temperature changes, and breezes. Well, our mice are going to go wash their whiskers while we listen to some music. Yes, let's go have some cheese. We're going to have a cheese break.
I've been trying to think how to tell you just what you mean to me. By now I know very well you are all that a mouse should be. Your little pink ears, your quivering nose, for me there could be no other. So here is the song that I'd like to propose. One mouse to cheese, my dear, a Liederkranz won't do. Mere Roquefort wouldn't please my pet if I could be with you. I love you more than cheese, my dear. I have no need of food. No Goudas, Munsters, Brie's, my love. I'm just not in the mood. If you would have it so, if you'd give me a kiss, please, then Swiss cheese I'd forego. A Philadelphia cream, I need no longer dream.
I think mice are rather nice. Their tails are long, their faces small. They haven't any chin at all. Their ears are pink, their teeth are white. They run around the house at night. They nibble things they shouldn't touch, and no one seems to like them much. But I think mice are rather nice.
Well, welcome back, folks. I'm back here with the mice. What did you guys think? Oh, they really liked that last part about mice being nice. Yes, well, that was Ella Jenkins giving that little poem to us about mice. And I imagine she likes mice because she is very nice as well. Right. And so nice creatures tend to like each other a lot, don't they? Exactly. Exactly. So this is Amy's Kids Show. I've got the mice in the studio here still. And we are going to be celebrating all during the show here, small ones, how important small ones are. And so our small ones here had a little question. We were doing some mice facts just a few minutes ago, and they wondered what the word nocturnal meant. Right, yeah, you probably don't like people describing you with words that you don't understand. Well, nocturnal means staying up at nighttime. Right, animals that are nocturnal, like owls and cats, actually. Oh, sorry to say the cat word around you guys. Yeah, but also mice and all kinds of animals, actually, like to stay up at night and sleep during the day. So that's what that means. Yeah, so I'm really grateful you guys stayed up to come into the station so early today. I bet you're going to be ready for a big nap later. Okay, so let's keep going. We've got some more mouse facts. We've been celebrating famous mice and Aesop's fables. And right, maybe some people are thinking of some other famous mice right now at home. Yes, maybe they can come up with a list. There are a lot of famous mice in the world. Right, which is why I had to have them on the show, so we could celebrate mice specifically. All right, so what else have we got about mice here? We were talking about mice whiskers is what I mean to say. Mice whiskers and how they help you guys, right? Feel your way around. That's why you were just grooming your whiskers there just now. Exactly, getting them all sharp and sensitive so you can explore the station. So let's learn some more about mice. Mice are actually found in nearly every country in the whole world. Right, they're all over the place. And they love every type of terrain. That means they like every kind of landscape that there is. They can live in forests. They can live in grasslands. We're going to do a little shout out to grass here in a little bit because grass is another small thing. Yes, a small thing that can have a big impact, just like mice. They can live in grasses and grasslands and fields. They can live in human structures like barns, garages, sheds, houses. Yeah, probably even castles. Yep, I bet they live in castles too. They build intricate burrows when they live out in the country, in the wild. When they live in the forest or in the fields, they build burrows, which are like little tunnels in the ground. These burrows typically have long entrances and are equipped with escape tunnels or routes that they can escape through. And so we've done a little shouting out to some moles today. We're going to do a little bit more of that because the mice were telling me that the moles are good cousins of theirs. Yeah, and they're very much alike, right? And so they do similar things like that. It turns out that mice are actually very clean and tidy. And their burrows often have separate areas for storing food, for sleeping, and for going potty, right? Yeah, they go potty in one section and they sleep in another so that, you know, they keep clean and keep organized. I've actually heard of hamsters that will organize M&Ms based on color. I know, isn't that interesting? Yeah, so they like to organize. So that's something we have a lot in common, humans and mice. We all like to do that. Mice groom themselves several times a day. We were just talking about that. Mice are intelligent creatures with complex levels of communication. They can use their voices, and they actually make a bunch of sounds that are beyond what humans can hear, which is why, exactly, folks. That's why we wanted to have these mice here in the studio so that you could hear them. Humans don't often get to hear these mouse sounds, although I know while the mice and I were practicing last night at home, my cat seemed to think that the mouse sounds were very familiar sounding. Yeah, she took a lot of notice of that. maybe if you have a cat at home right now, listeners, maybe your cat is noticing what the mice sound like. But as a human, you know, I really have hardly ever heard a mouse make a voice sound before. So this is pretty interesting, getting to hear them talk. Yeah, so they use a lot of vocal expressions to share ideas with each other, apparently, and with us, if we would just listen, right? But they also communicate using smell. They leave scents behind that tell other mice stories about what's going on in their lives. They use body language to express what they're saying, you know, so they might move around in certain ways to tell other mice messages. But mice also have facial expressions. Is this cool or what? Mice have specific facial expressions. If we could zoom in as humans, you know, we're kind of big, so it's sort of difficult to zoom in on something so small. But if we could actually see that the mice are making different facial expressions to talk to each other. You know, like a smile. Do mice smile? Oh, they do. Oh, fantastical. Oh, yes. Especially when they're listening to Amy's Kids Show. I like that answer. Thank you. Well, thank you. I'll take that as a huge compliment, guys. That's great. That's great. So mice do make facial expressions. Yes, and they frown and they snarl and growl. Oh, yes. Oh, make a mean face. Can you make a mean face? Oh, the mice are making little mean mousy faces. Good. Okay, can you make a silly face? Oh, wow. They can actually make some pretty cool silly faces. What about you guys at home? Can you make a silly face? So we're all having fun with our facial expressions. Yes, we need to see facial expressions so we know how people feel. And we know how our mouse friends feel. Exactly, exactly. In nature, mice are largely herbivores. Do you guys know what herbivores are? Oh, they do know. Oh, yes. Herbivores eat mostly plants. Right. So in nature, mice are largely herbivores, consuming any kind of fruit or grain. However, they adapt well to urban areas, and they'll eat almost any kind of food once they're in the house with us, right? Yeah, like cheese, right. But some species, like the whitefoot and grasshopper mouse, are omnivorous and eat mostly insects and sometimes either other small rodents, and they're even skilled hunters. Who knew that? I didn't know that.
God bless the grass that grows through the crack. They roll the concrete over it and they try to keep it back. But the concrete grows tired of what it has to do. It breaks and it buckles and the grass grows through. And God bless the grass. God bless the truth that fights toward the sun. They roll the lies over it and they think that it's done. But it moves through the ground and reaches for the air. And after a while, it is growing everywhere. And God bless the grass. God bless the grass that grows through cement. It's green and it's tender and it's easily bent. But after a while, it lifts up its head. For the grass is living and the stone is dead. And God bless the grass. Bless the grass that's gentle and low. Its roots are deep and its will is to grow. And God bless the truth, the friend of the poor, and the wild grass that's growing at the poor man's door. And God bless the grass.
All right, folks. We are celebrating small things and how important they are. And small ones, right? Like the mice, the little ones. And how important and strong and mighty they are, actually. Actually, they are. And actually, yes. And in fact, we were just, when we took a little break for some music, talking about how mice can actually be very skilled hunters. Who knew that? Wow, I learned something new every old day. That is really great to know. Yes, I know people don't think of mice as hunters. Exactly. So good for you guys. And that is because, well, mice do have to eat quite a bit. Because it turns out that mice have very high metabolisms. That means a metabolism is how fast our bodies burn energy, you know, to keep our heart beating and keep our lungs pumping air in our body and keep ourselves warm and keep ourselves running around and playing and talking and all the things we like to do. We have to burn energy. And so in order to burn that energy, we have to eat. Eat things to make energy. And so the faster your metabolism is, the higher your metabolism is, the more you need to eat. So mice have very high metabolisms. So even though they're small, they need to eat around 15 to 20 times a day. Wow. Due to this need to eat so often, most wild mice build their homes near a food source so they can get to that food that they need. Let's see. An adult mouse has a heart rate of about 632 beats per minute. Wow. That is pretty amazing. Yes, that's part of that fast metabolism. They are also talented climbers and swimmers. Yes, well, my mice friends are asking me right now, yes, well, how come so many of the mouse stories are so short? I don't know, but you know, maybe because it doesn't take a very big or long story to tell a lesson, to tell an idea to somebody. Yes, well, I actually have another story about a mouse and a lion. Do you guys want to hear that? Okay, great. So this is an Aesop's fable, another author who made mice famous with some of his very famous mouse stories. This one is called The Lion and the Mouse. Once, when a lion was asleep, a little mouse began running up and down upon him. This soon wakened the lion, who placed his huge paw upon the mouse and opened his big jaws to swallow him. "Pardon, O king," cried the little mouse. "Forgive me this time. I shall never forget it. Who knows, but I may be able to do you a favor one of these days." The lion was so tickled at the idea of the little mouse being able to help him that he lifted his paw and let him go. Sometime after, the lion was caught in a trap. And the hunters, who desired to carry him alive to the king, tied him to a little tree while they went in search of a wagon big enough to carry him on. Just then, the little mouse happened to pass by, and seeing the sad plight in which the lion was, went to him and soon gnawed away the ropes that bound the king of the beasts. "Was I not right?" said the little mouse. And the moral of the story is, little friends may prove great friends. How did you guys like that little story, huh? Yeah, that was a good one. Oh, it actually reminded them of some other famous mice. Right, Cinderella had some famous mice. Did anybody out there think of Cinderella's mice? Yeah, they were very famous. They helped her a lot, too. Yes, mice can be very helpful. Exactly, guys. Let's see, mice have lived near people for as long as humans began living in permanent or semi-permanent structures. So as soon as humans started building buildings, there were the mice, right? They showed right up. Yes, and moved right in too. I know humans aren't always excited to see you in their homes. I know. Well, I mean, to be honest, it's because sometimes mice, you know, make a little bit of a mess. Yes. You can get in our drawers and eat things that we love, you know, like papers and clothes and things. Oh, okay. Okay, so the mice are trying to tell me something here, a little hint. Oh, that mice only travel, they only travel a few feet from their nest, usually to look for food. Oh, right, because we just learned how hungry you are. Poor guys, you're hungry all the time. So they actually have to live pretty near food. Right, they can't go very far away from the food. So if we're just very careful about where we keep food in our house, that might help. That might help. Yes, that might help with the mice. Right, because they're telling us, guys, they do understand that they can be kind of difficult roommates. Oh, and you wouldn't want me living in your house either? Oh, they just told me they wouldn't like me in their house either because, I would mess up your nest and mess up your bed and disorganize everything. You're right. You're right, guys. Yeah, so let's learn to live beside each other. Okay. Thanks for joining me on Amy's Kids Show. Let's keep celebrating mice. Here's a longer story for you guys.
City mouse, what do you like? City mouse, what do you like?
I like pies, I like cake, pies, cake, pies, cake. Country mouse, what do you like? Country mouse, what do you like?
I like beans, I like rice, beans, beans, rice, 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 beans, beans, rice, rice, rice.
Country mouse and city mouse. City Mouse goes to the country. He sees Country Mouse there.
Hello, my name is City Mouse. Nice to meet you.
Hi, I'm Country Mouse. Nice to meet you too. Welcome to the country,
says Country Mouse.
Thank you,
says City Mouse.
I like the country,
says Country Mouse.
It's very safe. This is my house,
says Country Mouse.
Please come in.
Thank you,
says City Mouse. Country Mouse and City Mouse eat dinner.
Yummy! I like beans and rice,
says Country Mouse.
Yucky! I don't like beans and rice,
says City Mouse.
I like cookies and cake.
At night, there are many sounds. Says a rooster. Says a dog. Says a big owl. City Mouse doesn't like the country sounds. In the morning, City Mouse says,
the country is scary. Let's go to my house together. It's in the city. Everyone likes the city.
So, City Mouse and Country Mouse go to the city.
This is my house. Welcome,
says City Mouse.
Thank you,
says Country Mouse. Suddenly, a scary fat cat comes.
I like mice,
he says.
I like to eat mice.
City Mouse and Country Mouse run away. City Mouse and Country Mouse have dinner.
Yum! I like cookies and cake,
says City Mouse.
Oh, I don't like cookies and cake,
Country Mouse says. Suddenly, some people come into the kitchen.
Eek! They are mice,
says the woman.
Catch them! Catch the mice!
City Mouse and Country Mouse run away quickly. In the morning, Country Mouse leaves.
Thank you,
he says.
You're welcome. Goodbye,
says City Mouse.
Bye,
says Country Mouse. At home, Country Mouse is happy.
This is my favorite place in the world,
he says. He doesn't go to the city again.
There's no place like home.
Little Timpy, let your hair roll down. Let your hair roll down, them pretty bangs curl all around. Little Timpy, let your hair roll down. Take it, son. My Timpy wants a $9 shawl. Little Timpy wants a $9 shawl. When I come over here with that $50 bill, gonna bring her that $9 shawl. I wish I was a lizard in the spring. Wish I was a lizard in the spring. If I was a lizard in the spring, I could hear my little darling sing. And I wish I was a lizard in the spring. Well, I wish I was a little turtle dove. Wish I was a little turtle dove. If I was a turtle dove, I'd fly away to my true love. And I wish I was a little turtle dove. I don't like that railroad man. No, I don't like that railroad man. That old railroad man, he's gonna cheat you if he can, right down to your last long dime. Well, I wish I was a woolly boogie bee. Zoom, zoom. Wish I was a woolly boogie bee. If I was a woolly boogie bee, I'd live in her cherry tree. And I wish I was a woolly boogie bee. And I wish I was a mole in the ground. Wish I was a mole in the ground. If I was a mole in the ground, I'd root that mountain down. And I wish I was a mole in the ground.
Bigger isn't better, taller isn't braver, stronger isn't always wise, smaller isn't necessarily the lesser, guts can come in any size. Lady luck can favor just a little shaver over one who's 6'3". Brains in any tussle, mops the floor with muscle. Bet your life I'm glad I'm me. Bigger isn't keener, larger isn't bolder, higher might be low inside. When you need to leave,
shoulder, narrow's just as good as wide. See the mighty lion sitting there and crying, bitten by a tiny flea. Mammoth was colossal, was he now a fossil? Bet your life I'm glad I'm me. What's strong in bulk may lag along in brains and heart. That handsome hulk might be a Lilliputian mentally, proven consequently.
Bigger isn't better, taller isn't braver, stronger isn't always
taller wise. Isn't always wise.
Smaller isn't necessarily the lesser. Guts can come in any
size.
Lady luck in favor, just a little shaver over one who's 6'3".
Brains in any tussle.
Brains in any tussle.
Mops the floor with muscle.
Pretty and pretty and pretty and pretty and pretty. I'm getting pretty and pretty and pretty and pretty all over. You can feed me warm milk, hug me and kiss me. I'll run just as pretty as you. I'll dance just as pretty as you. And prettier. Bigger. get bigger, lots bigger.
Leave the froggies in the pond, in the pond, in the pond. Leave the froggies in the pond where they can sing all day. And they'll sing ribbit, 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 ribbit.
Welcome back, folks. We are at the end of Amy's Kids Show today, and we have been celebrating, yes, leaving the frogs where they want to be, leaving the mice in the country or the city where they want to be. We've been celebrating the fact that smaller isn't necessarily lesser. Guts can come in any size, right, guys? I know, and the mice were just telling me during the break there while we were dancing around, and they were getting all excited and inspired, you know, from all the dancing, because mice apparently like to dance, too. They were telling me that dancing and the big breakfast we had this morning with cheese and everything makes them feel so strong, they feel like they could go Belle the cat. Yes, they want to continue that story about Belle the cat that we heard. And they said that they feel like they're strong enough and brave enough to go do it. Well, hey, there you go, right? Guts can come in any size. Good for you guys. And, of course, it all starts with a good breakfast. Right, right. And so the mice wanted me to remind you that, of course, you know, they have to live very near their food source. Mice usually only live about 10 feet away from where they can find some good food. So they've got their nest. They're nice and cozy. And then they keep it organized. And then about 20 times a day, they travel out about a maximum of 10 feet to go find some food. Now, what do mice like to eat? Well, they like to eat cereal and different grains. They like to eat seeds. Let's see, what else do we have here? Bird seed, too. Yes, oh, yes, they love the bird seed out there. Nuts, chocolate, and pet food. Yeah, they like the cat food and the dog food, definitely. And they like fruit and garbage, too. So what do you like to eat out there today? I hope you're going to get yourself a good big breakfast so that your guts will feel strong. Oh, and my mouse friends say they're going to go take a nap now. They're actually feeling rather tired because they've learned that they are nocturnal. And nocturnal means they'd rather stay up at the nighttime and sleep during the day. So this is actually their nap time. Okay, guys. Well, why don't you go? Well, don't worry. I'm not going to leave them here at the station. I'm going to bring them home and find them a nice place in the barn where they can build a nest and cuddle up and sleep. Yes. And so meanwhile, we humans are going to begin our day. I hope you all have a wonderful, wonderful Saturday, a wonderful weekend. Eat plenty of good food and stay warm. And we will see you next week. We have another group of special guests who also felt a little bit left out with all that cat celebrating that we were doing. Let's see if I can give you a little hint who might be here next week. One of the songs we're going to sing is spelled B-I-N-G-O. Who are we going to celebrate next week? Well, why don't you guys mull that over while you have your second breakfast? That's what I'm going to do. Have a great day, guys. Happy Saturday. Thanks for joining me.
Custom artwork in various mediums and sales of punk feminist-inspired art products. You can get more information at sarahb.art.
This is Music as Art Radio, and I'm your host and producer, Riku Mary. This show has been prepared in advance for airing and streaming on WGDR 91.1 Plainfield, WGDH 91.7 Hardwick, and streaming on WGDR.org for Central Vermont Community Radio. You can use the last two episodes of this and any other program on this station at archive.wgdr.org. Please visit